Absolutely. We're going live. Pat, tell me when it's live. If you could.
Siesta time.
You text Ghibli.
Oh, if it's a new one.
Is she still texting you?
It's live?
It's live.
All right, we're live, everybody. It is GloucesterCast 436. We have one podcast virgin with us today. That's Mr. James Turner from Turner Seafoods. Big round of applause. And he brought stuff. I'm going to go. This is what he brought. Box of fish and chips. Mm,
and it smells so good. I wish you could smell it.
Amazing. But wait, don't drop it. Right, oh, yeah. Good shot right there, Chris. That's awesome. But before we go any further, I'm going to introduce everybody else. Chris McCarthy on the left, fresh off of the poker run.
Good morning, Joe.
Circumnavigation.
Happy birthday.
You look a little rough this morning. The struggle
the
is real.
The poison is real.
The struggle is real. We have Connor McCarthy with us.
I had a shit hand yesterday. Good morning, Gloucester.
James Turner is with us. First podcast. We're going to ask you, we have two questions for you right when we finish the introductions. We have Michael Cordier.
Good morning, everyone.
Also on the poker run. Yeah. We have James Dalpiaz.
With his GMG shirt.
And we have
that. He knew what he was doing today.
And we have Pat Dalpiaz on the comment section.
Good morning.
All right. For our podcast version, we have two questions.
Yeah.
You have to assume you're on death row. You know what death row is, right? This is your last day, and the warden comes to you and says, I'm going to get you your death row sub or death row and death row meal. So the death row sub is what sub would you order from what place? And death row meal, what restaurant and what meal would you get as your last meal?
For the meal, I think I'd have to go with, I actually had it last night, the Adriatic down in Salem.
At your place?
It's not at our place. It's a little Mediterranean restaurant.
It's Adriatic.
Adriatic restaurant.
Oh, and what was the meal?
Pasta and meatballs.
Really?
Red sauce, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
That's a good restaurant.
They homemade their pasta. So they do a good job.
Yeah.
All right. And your sub?
And the sub? I think I actually have to also go with the meatball sub my grandmother makes.
Nice. Oh. Very nice. Props for grandma. Nice. All right. I gotta take care of something downstairs.
Okay.
Why don't you guys get into it? Chris, hold it up to the camera. You guys get into the and as soon as I get back, we're going to talk about how the offerings here.
Yeah. So again, Turner Seafood. We got the
located in Salem,
Fried Haddock.
Melrose in Gloucester.
James, what are the different locations?
So they got Turner Seafood in Melrose. That's the oldest one. That's a full service restaurant. The second restaurant's in Salem. And then Gloucester is where they do like all of their fish processing. So they cut, they fillet, they bone the salmon, they scale all of the bass they get. And they also have a little fresh market that they do. We just started doing the fish and chips out of.
Nice. And this is the only food item?
Only hot food that we do is
okay.
The fish and chips.
Yeah. Wow. That's great. So your family, I mean, this business goes way back, doesn't it?
Yeah. Long time. It goes back to my my dad knows the story better than I do, but it goes back to my great-grandparents, and my grandfather took it over. They actually started with just the seafood processing. They used to send fish all over the country.
Right.
The reason they opened up the first restaurant was my grandfather really needed another good customer because business was slow for a little bit. So my parents opened up a restaurant for him.
Oh, that's genius.
Yeah. And then that's kind of expanded. So now my dad's kind of taken over the fish plant, and it's a whole family affair. We got all the uncles, aunts, cousins, everybody's involved.
Nice. How many employees?
Jesus, about a each restaurant has at least 100, depending on.
Wow,
it kind of crazes with the change of COVID, but
it's
got to be around.
That's really.
So did you talk about all the different places?
Three generations or four?
My great grandparents.
Yeah.
My grandfather, my dad, I'd be the fourth.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I did business with his father.
Yeah, oh, yeah?
Yeah, back when we handled fish. I mean, mm-hmm. It was a million years ago.
Yeah.
Amazing. So how long have you guys been doing the...
Just started this summer.
This summer?
Yeah, right. Really? Kind of right at the beginning of...
Doing what? Fish and chips.
And it's really, really good. Is it in a... You have it available every day now?
Yeah, every day for from like noon to 7, 6 on Sundays.
Recommended call ahead.
You can call ahead, yeah. It'll be ready when you get there.
Yeah, yeah. It is awesome.
I love the packaging, and you may not even know this, but this is basically what we would consider this is a
5 pound
of whiting. We would put whiting, headless whiting, and we handled like 10 to 15, 20,000 pounds of whiting a day, packed and sent to the freezer and for AMP seafood markets all over the country in these boxes. Sometimes we'd freeze them in just the white containers, and sometimes they'd put a wrapper on, Captain Jonathan's wrapper. Really cool to pay homage to the, I mean, these types of boxes back in the 70s, coming out of Gloucester from not just our place.
Places. So
bazillions of them, you know, like anyone that was in the.
It brings back.
Like Brenda Grimes Davis, one of our contributors, one of our people
regulars,
regulars. She was on the line packing. Actually, I think she was a cutter, cutting the heads off.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3,000 boxes, Joey.
It's a lot of boxes. It's a lot
of boxes. That's a lot of boxes.
But did you want to do a roll call, people?
I don't know how to do that.
Oh, okay.
Thank God.
Let's try that. Are you going to pass it around?
Yeah.
Let's get into it right now.
There you go.
Oh, yeah,
grab it.
Mama.
And they make their own
tartar sauce.
Jimmy, help yourself. In fact, get some to pass.
And they offer vinegar with it, which not everybody does, and I love that option. Talk about bringing childhood back.
So I went to Gloucester, England in March, and fish and chips over there is huge. I see you spelled it with the E at the end, like homage over there. And I ate fish and chips, and it was this style. And not many places in our area are doing that type of breading.
It's tough to find, Pretty cool with the beer batter.
It's like, it's a flavor.
Beer batter? Mm-hmm. Is this gluten-free?
Is
this little cow?
Do you have a cornmeal version of this, or just one?
One size fits all. Oh my god,
this is amazing.
And I wish y'all could smell it.
The taste, but it's
flaky. This office smells the best it's smelled in months.
Wow. Oh my god.
It's kind of sweet, but
I mean,
I can eat a donut.
I didn't know you could have haddock for breakfast.
I didn't, yeah.
I mean,
it might be the earliest ever, but
I called him yesterday
worth
on the poker, and I was like, James, what's the odds we can have some fish and chips? And he's like, 9 a.m. Okay, let's do it.
No, we appreciate you going in early and firing, getting up.
Right.
Thank you. It must take a while to get the thing heated up.
Yeah, my dad turned it on for me.
Oh, God bless him.
So this is the first season you've has been selling these. Has it been popular?
It's been pretty good, yeah. You know, they actually used to do a bunch of fried fish food a while ago, and then my mom wanted to close it down. So
why do they call it the kettle? With fried seafood in the kettle, what do they call it that, you know?
No, I don't know.
I think the kettle is,
yeah,
the kettles at the restaurant are like they run steam through them. Like the kettles, when you go to the oyster bar, they have 3 kettles there. They do the fish and chips and fry later.
Okay. So they don't cook the fish in the kettle?
They put them right in the fry later, yeah.
I can't. This is gonna be a problem for me.
Yeah,
we found a new.
This is seriously. Look at that.
And what do you charge for the fish and chips?
$12.99
with fries.
5 pound whiting box,
fries, and what do you serve for sides if the people want? I mean, you get ketchup. Do you have a choice, or how does that
work? Yeah, you can get whatever sauces you want, and it usually comes with fries if somebody at the last for full slaw. Just switch it out.
Like I did yesterday. Right.
So we gotta try it, Mike.
This is amazing.
Is it homemade coleslaw?
Yeah, they make it at the restaurant.
Oh my god!
I didn't know that.
It's gonna be real good.
This is Chris. If you didn't know, coleslaw is good for your diet.
It is
cabbage. Yeah.
How about this?
So what? What's the earliest someone on a regular day can get this?
They start at 12.
12 a.m.
Yeah.
12 p.m. So, it's right next to St. Anne's Church for people that don't know where Turner Seafood is. What's the act? Smith Street.
Fort
Smith Street. I mean, Smith Street's not that long. Can't miss it.
How do you set up? When are you guys
going in?
Going to set up a fish truck and sell this out of the truck?
That's a good question. I don't want to be running it.
That's right. Connor's got to go.
Send your driver. Have your brother work it.
Yeah, Mark works. Yeah.
You're the mastermind behind the
so
idea.
So he's calling off
the brains.
You're the brains.
And we all get dragged in there a few days a week.
Good spices.
Oh, so yeah. I called you and not Mark. And
Jim
Mark
just double dipped his spoon.
Yeah. I lift the first
Jeez.
Part, and then I put.
There's
then
always
I put my
one.
Spoon where
there's,
I lift it.
There's always one in the crowd.
Yeah.
You know, trying to spread the germs.
And I'm gonna pass it back on that.
I'll be the first one.
Make sure they see it. Where I
see. See where Jim, that's
right
where
there.
His spoon went in.
Yep.
Right there.
Turning brown.
Like an avocado.
Yeah.
Thanks, honey.
Thanks, honey, for back.
It doesn't go over the bow. It goes to the kill.
It goes chest. Oop, that goes right in.
Yes.
Nice.
Mm. Oh, God, that's good. Oh.
I tell you, this is going to be a regular in the weekly rotation.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Absolutely.
12 o'clock.
And so it's
now you got. Have you partnered with Grubhub or any of those food delivery places?
You know, they haven't. I think they're looking into it a little bit more now. But at the restaurants, they experimented with a little bit, and it was just tough, kind of logistically.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if you just did this one,
in
Gloucester, because it's only one car.
And it's when we have gone to pick ours up, it's hopping over there.
Oh yeah.
So that's why I suggested maybe calling ahead. It's a better idea.
Social
if
distancing.
You
guys do a really good job with that. Got your
oh yes,
the
they
floor,
do.
And everybody follows it. But don't panic, folks. If you see kind of a line outside, is those are the people that place the order.
Yeah.
And they just wait outside until they get called and they go in. So I want to make sure, because it faked us out. First time we pulled up, we went, line.
So the thing that impresses me the most is they've been here for 20 minutes or so.
Yeah.
And we just opened the box.
Still
and
warm.
They're still warm.
Yeah.
They're still crunchy.
Crunchy. Yeah, and it's not.
That's the key.
That's
100% key. So one of my number one pet peeves.
I know.
Give it to me.
Is soggy French fries and food because it's been sealed
in
the steamed up. Yeah.
When people use the plastic containers and they put the lid on.
Yeah, no air.
They don't poke any holes.
Yeah.
You get French fries. They could be they could have gone into the box.
No, I know that's
unbelievable.
And
they come out of the box.
It's so disappointing.
Mashed potatoes.
It's moist. It's very disappointing when that happens.
And
these
are
second round.
Tremendous. Tremendous.
That's one of the tough things for fried food is it's tough to keep it
warm and fresh and crispy
for a long time.
Yeah. And it's
optimal. We looked at a bunch of different packaging. That was kind of the best one that we found.
Well, I think you hit the mark.
This is a very interesting coleslaw, too.
Little mustard, little Dijon.
Yeah, but it's not stringy. It's like...
It's chopped.
It's chopped.
Yep.
Oh, I like
mince.
The mustard seed inside the skin.
Is there a mustard seed in this?
I haven't made the coleslaw in a while.
I can taste them.
I would say
Dijon.
Grace
Masseri.
Yeah. He had a comment that her dad was the whiting king.
Her dad caught a bazillion pounds of whiting.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What do we have on this morning?
Well, let's see. We have Frank Gentile.
Gentile.
Thank you. Sorry, I knew I was going to get these wrong.
Let me do it because
okay.
It's a gloss.
I'm sorry.
Now, Amy Bell Ross is with us. Frank Gentile is with us. Paula Ryan O'Brien, one of our favorites. Grace Masseri is with us. Josie Ferrara is with us. Andy Lee is with us. And others.
And Ralph DiGiorgio just joined in.
Ralph is with us.
Hey, happy anniversary.
Congratulations. Oh, I don't know if we could talk about the Ralph thing.
So, this is the question. Who else dips their French fries in tartar sauce?
I do not. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
It's outstanding.
That's a new one on. That's new to me.
Damn,
that's good. Oh, my God.
Damn, that's good.
Where'd you get your French fries from?
Oh, he did give us the I love the malt vinegar.
Me too.
The malt vinegar.
What do you guys think?
That's a good question. No, they bought
probably American Potato.
American Potato, great company. I invested heavily in American Potato.
Potato Futures.
That's why I was
in. Anacott Steel.
Anacott Steel.
Blue Star loves Anacott Steel. Hey, who knows? He wouldn't know that reference. These two are way too young to know that reference.
Oh,
that's one of the best movies
yeah.
of our generation.
I'm gonna make you rich, Bud Fox.
Wall Street.
Greed is good, kid.
Greed is good.
What's the top selling fish?
They go through a lot of haddock.
Haddock?
Yeah. A lot of haddock. And salmon too.
Salmon.
Oh really?
The Gloucester salmon.
They get it. Atlantic farm raised salmon. They have the wild salmon, but it's a short season that you can carry it.
Yeah. Yeah. You guys carry like shellfish?
Yeah. They got some oysters, mussels.
Steamers? Yeah. So when people come down here to buy lobsters, it seems like steamers and lobsters go hand in hand. We don't have a facility to handle steamers. And we send them over there. And the reason we can send them over there is because I know they're going to get treated right, and it's always a high quality product.
I send them from the visitor center too.
How do you store those steamers?
We have them in the back in the cooler. We buy them from. They come kind of packaged with ice on them. We keep in our cooler, our walk-in cooler in the back.
So a video of cooking that.
Try it in the malt. The malt vinegar is the way to go. I'm telling you right. Yeah. Just dip a fry in there. Do you remember when you were in
Topsfield Fair,
St. Peter's Fiesta?
Oh.
It was always malt vinegar for me. Yeah.
Well, we grew up on Lake Erie, and so we would go down to the lake. It was scary at that time. When I was young, it was very scary in there. We'd always get the vinegar with the French fries, so it's like, flashes me back to childhood.
I'm going to ask a question for the people that are watching this live on Facebook. Write in the comments how you would eat your fish and chips.
Oh.
What condiment would you put on it?
Oh, we got one.
Would you put tartar sauce? Would you dip it in malt vinegar or ketchup? I grew up actually doing ketchup on my
fish. What about mustard? Chips. I do mustard, yeah.
Andy Lee says fries and tartar sauce, 50-50 ketchup and malt vinegar to dip the fish.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's good stuff, man.
I think a seagull's going to come crash through the window.
Holy shit, what is that?
A sniper.
It's a mating call.
Frank McCall says malt vinegar.
That's not your cell ringing?
No.
I thought it was your cell phone ringing.
Are you going to hang out for a little bit, or did you have to go?
I had to go in like maybe 10 minutes. I have a doctor's appointment.
All right, cool. No, because you can participate in this.
Yeah.
Jeff Guzzi. Guzzi's watching. That's your buddy.
That's Brad. Brad Guzzi's my buddy.
Oh, sorry.
Jeff Guzzi.
Jeff,
he's a club champion.
He's a member of Bass Rocks. Yeah.
Oh, he says he likes it plain. He doesn't put any condiments.
Former club champion of Bass Rocks, and Jeff Guzzi is the current.
Oh, wow.
He took the title from his buddy.
You had an injury, right?
Yeah. Well, I'm not really that. I just have a little surgery I have to have on Tuesday. But I've still been able to golf. My brother won it last year. He hasn't been able to golf.
Oh, your brother won it last year. Jeez, I apologize, Mark.
Yeah,
I took that title away from Mark just like that.
I saw the parking spot.
Yeah. He has a torn, partially torn bicep from throwing the ball to the dog.
Oh!
The naughty seas really got him good.
The naughty seas. He went out on a boat with Connor and ruined his golf career.
Paula gave the wrong answer. Paula says lemon on the fish.
I
don't understand why people put lemon on fish.
I do.
I do like to put lemon on fish, but typically not fried fish.
Such a rookie move. Such a rookie move.
Baked fish with lemon?
No. So today the Celtics can close out the Sixers.
I'm looking at Celtics
jersey
today. Today. At 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock game.
Wow.
They can close out the Sixers. The Sixers look like they have completely packed it in. Like without Ben Simmons, they don't seem like they have. There's not enough people to guard our people, and Joel Embiid is
he's
mentally weak player.
That's why he has his last name on his back. Could put anything else on it, and just chose to have his name.
Mentally weak.
That's why I picked on it.
He likes to chirp when they're ahead, but as soon as they go behind, he starts hanging his head. He's like the opposite of our Marcus Smart. Our Marcus Smart is my guy. It's a beach day, so that's a tough call. You can watch the Celtics sweep, or you can go on the boat.
AT&T TV on the phone.
Yeah,
gets it done.
You can bring your TV out on the beach.
We should do a shout out to your sister in law and your new brother in law.
Oh yeah,
right. Yeah.
What's happening today?
Big wedding at Where did I say the name of the place was?
The Seagrass?
Castle Manor.
We have the photographer sitting right here.
Oh, Pop, you're going to be there?
Pat, yeah.
Yep.
Do you know how much pressure there is
Thank you.
To be a wedding photographer? You have to get all the shots. If you have a malfunction when she stuffs the cake, okay, let's take
the exposure. If the exposure is wrong,
sunny, if you have shadows,
you're killing me.
Maybe a silhouette instead of getting a nice private picture.
I'll get married a couple more times.
Okay, all right. Here's the thing: this is coming up, and I'm nervous.
You can practice
this is my camera. My camera needs to go to Hunt's for repair.
Uh-oh.
2 days ago, and I'm like, I'm having a panic attack. Because I'm like, I need this. I have to have it back. And Hunts, they were great. They said it would be 24 hours, but I went back the same day and picked it up, and it's working fine. And so if there is an error, it's going to be on the operator side of the plan instead of on the camera side of the plan. So
all right.
I know, but I am nervous.
Okay, let's take odds right now. Let's do the odds. What are the odds? No, I wasn't going to say of you messing up.
Thank you.
I have,
now that we said it.
No, because I have confidence in you. The question that I have is, will Tim or Lori mash the cake into the other one's face?
I'm going to say no.
You're saying no. What are you saying?
I'm saying no. I'm saying a piece of frosting.
I'm saying Tim Byrne is a loose cannon and could potentially, maybe not the full thing.
Oh, that's Tim calling.
Tim
yeah.
calling.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Yeah.
The original TB-12.
Yeah.
Tim Burns, the original TB-12.
Hey, are you coming in?
That's interesting. You have a TB-12 hat, and he has Tom Brady, but yet this guy is now a Tampa Bay Buccaneer. And, you know.
I have one of those jerseys.
Yeah. I mean, I have boats on
you
the
on
side.
You want his signature client?
No. He's on my team.
Have you seen that? Hey, guys, you talked about the Celtics earlier. Who are they going to play next?
No problem.
Who's the next round? Anybody know?
You got it, buddy.
I don't know.
Thank you.
Joe might know.
Joey would know.
What's up?
Who are the Celtics playing in the next round?
But the other series isn't decided because
to be anything?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure who lines up in the other bracket.
Oh, okay.
Probably Toronto or...
Yeah, actually, they would say Toronto.
Probably Toronto or Milwaukee, I would think.
I mean,
the Bruins. Bucks?
Yeah, they're in
the Bruins. Bruins, 8 o'clock tonight.
We can't play
the Bruins are playing at 8?
Yeah.
They moved it up?
And they're playing in Tampa.
That's going to be a tough series. That's going to be a tough series.
Yeah.
I could go either way.
We're playing Tampa?
Yeah.
Wow.
So yesterday we went on this, we had an adventure. Connor, four of us.
Yes.
Your boat, I think your boat might have been the fastest. Mike's boat might have been the fastest boat.
They call him the scout.
Yeah.
I was the scout.
You were the scout. So no skiff left behind. So let's back up. Why don't you explain the premise of it?
So the premise of yesterday or what we're doing with the group?
The event.
So yesterday we did a circumnavigation of Cape Ann. Led by Skiff Life leader Joe Borland.
Yeah.
He put this thing together. It was hands down the single best day on the water I've had. This is why I moved to Gloucester.
Yeah.
This experience.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So some of the rules were, some of the rules were you had to have
a $50 bill, yo.
Yeah.
$50 bill, and they were not people that came with, with two 20s and a 10.
I made
like,
10
nope.
bucks.
Like, nope. Started. You can't.
Really?
Thank you, Gloucester. That's why they asked
me at the bank what I want.
So there was that. That it had to be a 17-foot or smaller skiff.
Yep.
Or if it was 17, if it was greater than 17 feet.
Needed a sail.
A tiller.
Tiller, sorry.
not a steering wheel. Liz, I'll forgive
you.
No. I'm gonna forgive you because of the shape that I know that we're all in right now. Yeah. So you get a complete pass.
Yeah. No Mike's problem. Still sleeping.
So we made five stops. We stopped at a house next to Eastern Point Yacht Club.
Big old Calouse dock.
At Eddie Calouse's old house.
That was amazing.
And they've done a lot of work to the house.
Biscuit Neck. In Rockport.
One Ocean, One Love Shop.
Yep. We sold them out of Skiff Life t-shirts.
We hit two rocks.
Yeah, Mike hit a couple rocks.
I did, coming in there.
I'm surprised I don't have that marked.
You know,
that's not bad.
It's called Rockport. I guess it's supposed to happen.
At T Wharf, though. They have the wall going into T Wharf, and it, like, the rocks, you just assume that you could clear sailing right in there. Nope.
I was in disbelief. I heard it hit once.
Yeah.
I said, what the hell? I raised my engine.
You blamed it on me. Like,
and then I hit it like a second time.
Yeah.
I said, did we just back up and go over it again?
I mean, there was no like warning sign. I would sue Rockport.
I mean,
you can't hit rocks.
I have a theory about these towns. I have a theory about Manchester and Rockport and navigation. I have a feeling that these places really don't want like
the likes of us
yahoos like us going to these towns.
15,
so they want to have these hazards not marked. Like, you know how like there's the diamond shaped
danger, yeah,
the dangers in Gloucester. They're all over the place.
Yeah,
in between
which,
10 Pound Island, Manchester, Gloucester, and in Rockport,
nothing.
Manchester, especially those rock piles. Mark Ring called it Boohoo Ledge.
Yeah.
The one that's just under the surface when you're coming into the harbor. And if you don't know it, you're probably flying in there.
Yeah.
That's why they call it Boohoo Ledge, because people demolish their things.
So there were 15 skiffs, and Connor and I didn't know this going in, but my boat was severely well-equipped with a rocket engine. And I was doing loops around the group. And there were some people that were more aggressive than me, that showed me remain nameless. It's what happens on the high seas.
Stays on the high seas.
Were we in international waters at one point?
I think we were.
I mean, I was going to go around Thatcher. I was going to go to the east of Thatcher and loop around and come back to see you guys. We had a lot of time on that boat, and it was so much fun. And I only burned about 4 or 5 gallons of gas.
I told Joe that.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
These little boats are so much fun. So much more fun than like a big boat.
We did not get airborne, I don't think, at all. But we were.
We might have.
The boat made some noise. I didn't know it made. Like under the, with Connor's navigation skills directing me.
So we had a flag.
You lost the leader's flag
twice.
That's right. And Connor got penalized. He had to do 3 laps because he tried to steal our flag.
Well, that was a mission I put him up to.
Who's
the governing board of this? Who's making the
Joe Borland?
It's
a Facebook group.
Okay,
it's a genius. It's a genius, brilliant thing.
So you picked up. So you picked up at each of these stops. One of them was the at the footbridge, Anscombe Footbridge.
Yes.
Yeah.
And what am I thinking of?
Lane's Cove Packing, otherwise known as Clayton Corner.
Yeah, and everybody had to buy something, make purchases at all these places.
Yeah.
And then, so you got a playing card. Place that in
now,
a sealed
poker
envelope.
Run. The theme yesterday was a poker run card game.
Right.
No skiff left behind. It was not a race.
And, yeah,
it's
so
not
I didn't,
a race, but we were winning a race, Mike.
And then, you got 5 cards. And then if you picked up some Flotsam or Jetsam, you could get an additional card to play. And if you bought a bottle of booze, you get an additional card. So I just got to take this call. So then if you open up your card, you're
disqualified. So the cards are sealed in an envelope, and the envelope is marked with a red stamp. And we went to a predetermined location that shall not be disclosed for the final stop to unload the cards and determine the winner. And the guy was from Hamilton. I don't recall his name. But he's from Hamilton. He's a carpenter.
He had an ace high flush, didn't he?
Yes, he had an ace high flush. Was it spades? It was spades, I think.
Was it?
It was a spade flush that won, right? An ace high spade flush.
Yeah, and you know what I realized afterwards? Because we had just – so we opened up our cards on the houseboat.
Yeah.
And as we opened them, we went tween – Jack, King, Ace, in a row. 4 cards, first 4 cards. And previous to that, the winning hand was, I think, was 3 of a kind.
Oh, you were calling for a 10.
So
right.
If we needed the, if we got the 10, we would have been the winners.
Yes.
Now, people came from behind us with the cards in their hands of the spade flush.
Outside the envelope,
and it opened them up.
Yeah, they had the cards were open. So this is I didn't.
It's under review.
I didn't even think to think
they
of it.
Too excited.
Did you file a grievance,
Joey?
Did you file a grievance?
I did not file a grievance. I think it was for a charity, and it was if we would have won Anyway, we would have donated it to a
ALZ or something.
Well, Joe would have donated his portion. I would.
Chris
would
take
it. I mean, hey, all the repairs you need to make to your boat are going to far out surpass your share of the pot anyway.
Exactly. But a couple things: if you own a boat or love boat life, Skiff Life, follow Skiff Life
on Facebook.
Okay. It's really fun. And a big shout out to Joe Borland. I mean, this
sounds like fun.
It was well organized.
Yeah, well organized.
In costume.
Yep.
Made it fun for everybody. We met some people that we had never met.
People came
before.
From Plymouth.
Came from Plymouth.
So there was actually 17 boats. I predict there'll be at least 33 boats next year.
Yeah.
Because the word is going to get out how fun that was.
Will there be an A flight and a B flight at that point?
Depending on the size of your engine. Well, and the size of other things, too. So that may put you in the seat.
I have big shoes, too. I think
speaking of shoes.
Oh, yeah. Hold them up.
Mike. All right. For all the men out there.
Wait.
Let's find Brady approved.
Do real men wear Birkenstocks? Oh, we're going to go around here. For the listeners, do real men wear Birkenstocks?
Right? Here's my first pair.
He's so hilarious.
Well, your girlfriend is up in the North Gloucester there. They're a little fruity.
North Gloucester.
I love it. Joey, I can say.
No, I mean, they are a little fruity up there. So
when Joey says to me, "You're just loving that North Gloucester lifestyle," it was the first time I ever heard North Gloucester on anybody.
Yeah.
Okay, I know I'm new here, 6 years in, but. To hear the term North Gloucester out of you, it did crack me up. It was great.
Yeah, well,
the other funny thing is Mike still has his skiff hair. His skiff hair going. From the
wind. Pat, can you type that in? Do real men wear Birkenstocks in the comments?
Yep.
Mike, I apologize for calling you out like that. I don't know if you're sensitive towards your...
No, I'm comfortable in my masculinity here. Yeah. I've been metrosexual since the 70s.
This week, you know what's funny, Pat? When you wrote this, so Pat's topic was this. She said, there seems to be a seasonal change in the air. How do you feel about the end of summer, approach of fall, bring on the pumpkin spice, or stay on the beach until the last possible moment? I think, first of all, I think everybody here is probably in agreement that we're going to stay on the beach as long as we can stay on the beach.
Yeah, I'll eat pumpkins on the beach.
Yeah, I'm going to say that.
Pumpkins on the beach.
That being said, I think you put in the show notes a couple of days ago, and like I think we're going to have like a semi-heat wave today.
Yeah.
But I did.
But it does feel different.
It does feel different. The days are getting shorter.
There
was that nice dry air we had the previous couple
nighttime
days.
Nighttime sleeping is so much better.
With the windows open.
I left my window down on my truck last night. When I got in, my whole backside was soaked because it was so sticky. Yeah.
Seems like the third week in August, pretty reliably, there's a change in the air, and it starts to feel like fall will be coming.
There's a little weird. Well,
I don't think so. I'm pretty sure it's not.
It's a little weird because the kids, you know, usually at this point,
you're in full,
somewhat checked out if you have kids going back to school.
That is true.
And we're still 3 weeks away from that. So
yeah, that is making it
more than that, isn't it? Like a month.
What's that?
When the kids go back to school.
Well, it's August 23rd today.
Well, and they're not even going back to school.
It was some of the
restaurants are moving towards fall menus too. Thanks, Mike, for Tono last night.
We had a cap off
it with Tono, so it was great. whatever I had, it definitely tasted like fall, which is something about it now that you bring it up.
Interesting.
Yeah,
we went with the brown booze at Tono. We had the brown in the fall. You switch from the clear to the brown.
Yeah, we switched to the brown Friday night too. That was a little rough.
We drank Friday night too.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much. This is very generous.
Thank you, James. Turner Seafood.
Noon, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
So come go get that fish and chips, and
those are delicious.
My personal opinion: get the malt vinegar.
I say get the coleslaw.
Yeah.
Tell
Joey. Oh, get us that coleslaw.
I didn't know
we
coleslaw.
We're having that. We really appreciate you coming. Thanks so much. Say hi to the old man for us.
We need to turn to seafood t-shirts.
Yeah.
Shameless.
I'm alive.
He's shameless. Jimmy, why don't you take that seat?
Oh, Jimmy, you got upgraded.
Welcome back, Jimmy.
Yeah. No,
I want to know when you made purple GMG shirts, or was that a different color?
I guess so.
Surprise that I lost.
You know what? I thought it was like a royal blue, and you don't know how many people said it's purple. And then I had this debate. It is
one of Connor's go-to questions when he's in a crowd of people for the first time is, "What's your favorite color?" You must ask 8 people yesterday.
I met so many girls
on that final stop, undisclosed location.
Connor's bullshit right now because he has to have a shirt on right now.
No, I literally want to take my shirt on. Right,
I know, that's the thing. He was upset yesterday, like, we have a shirt to go.
If you go to my Instagram story, I got him off the bow of the boat.
Yeah,
my story. Listen.
If he takes his shirt off,
we all have to take our
shirt off. Hey.
No, we don't want to
make him.
We'll lose so many followers.
He's taking his board out in front of the boat, and I sent a picture to his mother,
yeah,
my friend, and your wife, and your friend. I said, Connor's in good hands.
Yeah. He's got something in his hands.
She was up when I was back last night. I was shocked.
Oh, she was worried.
Yeah.
You're home with me.
Yeah, so, no shit.
Well, I went back on that.
We called the police department. We're like...
Like, we're watching him. He's just leaving Tono now.
Have you seen a Series 8 BMW driving around Gloucester?
On 2 wheels. Jumping weights. Jumping the curb.
So you guys went to Tono. Pat and Jimmy, you went to Oliver's Harbor?
We did, yes. Oh, my God.
And I saw it in the show notes. You got the lobster carbonara.
I said, that is all. It is beyond. It's
really?
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Lobster carbonara at Harbor, Oliver's Harbor is
Cousin Joe's office.
The real deal.
Yeah.
It was, all fresh ingredients and, oh my gosh, it was good.
Really delicious. Yeah, they're doing a good job there.
They're doing a great job.
Another Mike said the reason you live here because of the boating and stuff like that.
Yeah.
One of the other reasons is, like, one of our biggest problems is figuring out which awesome restaurant we're going
to
eat at.
I told you that my nephew came to visit. And from Portland, Maine, and he and his wife and his family, and they said to us, since they've moved to Portland, I think they've been there about 2 years now, they haven't found a good sub shop.
What?
So, they can't find
where
a good
they were
sub
from.
In Portland.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's interesting.
It never dawned on me that could be a thing, because I'm like, I said, that's the one thing about being here is you never have to worry about finding something good to eat because there's so many wonderful options.
It's affordable, right? I mean, it's not.
Right.
It's interesting to me because Portland has a lot of great restaurants. I'm surprised there's not a good
I guess just not your plain old sub shop.
Speaking of that.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, we were sponsored yesterday by Sclafani's. We first got on the boat. We had Sclafani's pizza.
Oh, nice.
Which 10:30 the post is going to go live.
Oh, yeah.
Showing that you can eat pizza not only on land, but also on sea. it was outstanding. Great way to start the poker run.
Tell them about the move.
The move.
The same with the sandwiches. Tell them about the move.
Oh, so, and then about 2 hours later, Joe got 2 Italian subs on the figure eight bread, which is outstanding.
Braided bread.
Yeah.
Braided.
They consider it their small. You could say figure eight. You could say the small at Sclafani's.
But the key, and this applies to all subs, is you got to get the fixings on the side in a container so that the sandwich doesn't get soggy. Because he got them in the morning, it would have been soggy, mushy. So
that's a great move.
Going 30 miles an hour on the water, and Joe's.
There's hops coming up,
hey,
flying by
your... Chris, you didn't break 20. Don't say 30.
So
the wind was behind.
So they put the condiments. I got pickles, onions, hots, oil, and seasoning. They put it in one of these type of containers, and they took the extra step and taped it down.
Taped it down.
So it wouldn't explode in the cooler and make a big mess. And And we ate like kings.
Yeah. I mean, I looked at my boat this morning, and there's like 5 pounds of pickles.
That's what experience.
On the bottom of the back, but.
You know, I was trying to figure out what the mate does in this. You know, you guys were talking earlier about this, but I couldn't figure it out. And I heard it about passing drinks. I got that.
Yeah.
And I also heard to make sure that some people don't hit you while they're going around. I got that. And now I never thought that you'd be the pickle
guy. Eric Lorden, Eric Lorden says McCarthy's eyes are going in different directions this morning.
I think it's throwing your video camera.
It could be the bubble hatch.
I learned this new technology. I got a little video. I'm going to put the video in on the live stream of us on the boat so people can see what it was like. I think
we got Mike going back.
There it is.
Uh-oh. I can't wait to do it again today. We'll be out there today, dude.
I think people like
they might go ahead and go to sail.
Skip luck!
So that's all the slides right there.
Well, it's okay.
It looks like fun.
Yeah, it was. I'm telling you, next year there's going to be a lot more people going.
Next week. Yeah, we should do that. We should do that weekly.
My mom joined us. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Well. So,
let me see.
Morning, Pat. What are you doing?
Any biscottis, Pat?
Swimming upstream.
Your mom's the original, Joe. Your mom's the greatest.
She's probably writing in. Why'd you go to this conference? I would have made it for
you.
My mother told me a couple days ago that Connor, like, he'll walk by the house and she's like, "Oh, you want some cookies?" And they go in.
He doesn't walk by. You know he's running.
He goes in and he has coffee and cookies with my mom.
Yeah. He actually slows down by Pat's house. He walks.
Oh, I just got winded right there.
Just take a call.
Do a big stretch.
And he'll stand there, like, waiting for Pat to notice him.
He'll do his stretch.
Oh, you got a guy down there.
Oh, all right.
Looks like a customer.
Oh, there you go. I'm going to take care of that.
Where
are we?
I wanted you to talk about the Galaxy guy.
So we were talking a little bit about DC the cat and what DC likes to do and everything, and I was telling him about Jackson Galaxy, who is the Cat from Hell host. He has a series on the Animal Planet TV
really?
Network, and he goes to people's houses whose cats are misbehaving, and advises them on how to improve their behavior. And every single I don't know how we get hooked on it, but it's like, you know, how many cats can you watch like hissing in the corner before you like change the channel to something else? But for some, it's one of those addicting things, and we watched it for quite a while. And but every single remedy he had for every family that he went to was, these cats need to play more. They need more attention. They need to play with them more.
Yeah,
it's always about their.
Are those indoor cats?
Indoor, yeah, they are indoor cats for the most part.
I mean, they show pictures like you know, the usual peeing here, ripping this apart. But the ones that I like to watch is when the guy walks in and they attack you. It's like a ninja cat. It goes flying through and it just gets on your arm and it rips you and on your leg.
It's like Joe's cat.
Well, that's how we got talking about it a little bit,
because we were talking about how DC, they used to talk about DC, great cat, super cat. But when it was a kitten, it would come through and...
Vicious. What are you talking about?
No.
Super cat.
No, see, scary. You don't play with it. That's why.
Yeah.
Like, how do you play with a cat?
Ask Jackson Galaxy and he'll tell you. You can even get a TV show.
So
you put a cat on a leash? You walk this cat on a leash?
He does lessons for the people. He says, here's your homework. I want you to take this and do that, and you have to play this and work, and then videotape, and I want to see it. And sometimes, as usual, somebody will say, "No, I'm not doing that." So he'll come back to visit, and the cat's even freaking out more, and he starts like chewing them out. It's like a combination of the restaurant impossible, bar impossible.
Yeah. He approaches your door. He's probably not a guy if you look through your doorbell, you'd want to let in.
Oh, really?
And he's carrying a guitar case, and that's where he keeps all his
cat toys and
cat accoutrements. Another interesting thing about this guy is his real name is Richard Kirshner. So I do not know how you get from well, let's say Dick Kirshner to Jackson Galaxy, but to having your own TV show.
That is funny.
You know, I don't know, but.
Do any of his, like, suggestions or solutions, you think any of them would apply to humans?
Oh,
like,
probably.
So their behavior?
Toddlers, for sure.
They need to play more. Husband and wife, you know, you come home
husband
and
wife.
There's hissing, there's
to play
hissing
more.
Going on.
You got to play with it more.
It's a secret. You
yeah.
got to play with it more.
Yeah.
That's always his thing, and I was, that's when I realized
that's
that.
That's why
like,
there's no marks on this mic.
Yeah.
Okay, Mike, not so much.
I don't know.
Here comes Joe again.
Okay.
Oh.
All right,
and that's why
and
we like Joey.
Yeah.
Exactly
yeah,
what you guys
absolutely
said.
Absolutely right.
I feel daggers right now. I feel
daggers.
Joe, I wouldn't let that happen.
Yeah, Joe. I wouldn't let Pat say
too
that
much
about
history.
You. We're all just talking about
just
ruin your reputation.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
What did you say?
Yeah, Pat. Why don't you come clean, Pat, and tell Joe what
totally,
you just said about her before
totally
you watched
innocent.
It.
Totally innocent. Totally innocent.
You can rewatch it, Pat.
Yeah, I know he can watch it later when he's got the time.
Yeah.
You know,
but so yesterday's poker run, some of us wore costumes. Connor wore a chicken outfit.
Shout out to Lisa, chicken costume.
Oh, yeah,
that was
Lisa.
Yeah.
So you knew the costumes were appropriate because
optional.
Of the way the event was set up. Okay.
Right. Well, yeah.
No, you didn't just put them on and go
dress.
Out there.
No, it said it in the. It said it,
oh, okay. No, I just didn't know. Maybe you put on costumes.
No, it was in a, so within Skiff Life, the Facebook group, he created an event.
Yeah.
He spelled out the rules. He spelled out the rules and so
I thought
that
it was really funny. Bad.
Yeah.
Mike wore a what did you
a NASCAR race jacket.
Yeah. Oh.
Sponsored by Dodge Ram. We were sponsored yesterday by Casamigos, Reposado Tequila, and Virgilio's.
Oh.
Scafani's for us. And Dodge Ram. Yamaha engines. Coors Light. Landshark. And Vitamin Water.
Yeah.
And One Ocean, One World is one of our sponsors too. And
yeah.
Oh, and oils.
The reason I bring
sauce.
It up is because one guy who is on the 17-foot skiff with
the tiller. Oh,
the tiller
Joe, yeah.
Was Tiger King.
Yeah.
He dressed up as Tiger King.
And he looked like a chunky. He looked just like him.
Yeah,
it's like
he's perfect.
Just like him.
You know, he's
like
bald?
Plus 20.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
He
yeah.
took off his hair. And
yeah,
like,
he had a
what?
mullet hat.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this guy he wins MVP.
I would say he had a flat bottom boat. And some of the boats that made some of the skiffs that made it around with their 8 horsepower engines or their Barry Hallett would dressed up
Barry.
Like the rat.
Yeah,
and yeah, his boat. Was like 8 feet or 9 feet. 8 foot Zodiac, yeah.
Yeah, that
but
was amazing.
With that being said, I mean, yesterday's weather was an 11 out of 10.
It was.
Oh, it was.
In terms of doing what we did.
Anything outside yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are talking about only 4 or 5 gallons of gas. You,
I
must have done that at least waiting for you guys when the cut bridge was open. Because I was in the car sitting there.
Oh, there was a yacht behind us here.
The
cut bridge.
I guess.
Big yacht behind us coming to the cut bridge.
Yeah, that was the only cheesy part of yesterday. Was scary part was
coming
going through the cut bridge.
Yeah.
I mean,
if cut bridge crazy guy was,
he
would have had some
that.
Good footage when that and it was visually when you were at the back of the pack and the boats were kind of crisscrossing in front of you and the wakes and stuff. It was really beautiful to look at. Lucinda Helton wants to know if the restaurants up here are open. She's from Southern Georgia. She wants to know.
Oh, yeah.
And not 100% like New Hampshire, maybe.
Bring a mask.
Yeah, bring your mask.
You
sure.
can do everything you normally do up here with a lot of social distancing.
Yeah, a little bit of reduced capacity seating, but other than
you can't sit at a bar and drink. But, restaurants are...
Yesterday, when we got back, the studio had seats available at... 8:30 or something like that.
Yeah, music playing
on a Saturday night.
Tono was open.
Yeah, Tono was open late for us. Shout out to Tono. We called him at 9:28 or 9:27.
Do you know anybody who
was at 9:37, we walked in and sat down, and we had food in front of us within 15 minutes.
under that. You were those guys. Were you the last people there?
I'm sure we took care of them quite well.
I'm sure you don't know how much you gave.
I checked them in, sure, just so they didn't chase us out there.
Carter must have paid the bill.
I was on scholarship yesterday. I was on McCarthy scholarship fund. This kid's flush. He's going places. He's going places.
I owe you, Mike.
We have a new hashtag called Where's Connor?
That's some great fun yesterday.
It's great. We're looking forward to next year. Jimmy, you want to do the out?
Sure. If we're really close.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, absolutely no piping clovers were hurt in the making of today's podcast.
Nice. Thank God.
Thank God. Peace out, everybody.